Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, 60% of people believe in love at first sight.
Wow.
When it comes to this, not a person.
A car.
A dog.
A cheeseburger.
Okay.
Why Kato's answer?
All right. When it comes to buying a house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, buying a house is the biggest financial decision a lot of us will make in our lifetime, but that doesn't mean that we rely on logic to do so. Mm. We walk into that house, we take a couple looks, and all of a sudden it's love at first sight.
There's some truth to that. I've walked into our model home, and I'm like, we want this home. We told them when they were building ours, we want it to look like the model home. We liked the model home, and we're like, could we just buy the model home? They're like, no, we're not done with it yet. And I'm like, then we want ours to be just like it. So I can see that. Now, ours was logical, too. We liked a lot about it, but it was an emotional thing, too.
Yeah, my mom had always told me, when you walk in, you're going to know, it feels right. And I would go into houses, and I'm like, okay, wait, do I feel it? No. But then when I did walk into the houses that I purchased, it was just like that.
But I will say I walked into some that I loved immediately, but then you looked at some of the rooms, and you're like, this ain't going to work out.
No.
It's a lot like dating.
So I got the feeling I don't know this house anymore.
Because you're like, you meet this girl, and you think she's awesome, and then you find out she's got a few baggage things that you're not going to go for.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the same with the house. You love it and it's awesome, but then you find out it doesn't have any closet in the master bedroom.
Yeah, no
or something.
Storage.
Yeah, it doesn't have any place
kitchen.
For your baggage.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, 28% of women and 25% of men said that their feelings about the house are the most important factor to their decision. Then the size, the layout, and even the price.
And the school district was big for us, too.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's odd to me.
Well, maybe this is once they narrow down everything and the price.
Probably.
And they're looking at houses and what they can afford and where they want them.
Mm-hmm. Then you walk in and you're like, I'm trying to get that feeling. No, it didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Were you in the bathroom when you tried to get that feeling?
No, that sounds like it.
It does. But, yeah, I think shopping for a home is a fun experience at first. But if it takes too long, it starts to get tiring and frustrating.
Yeah.
Especially if you get a realtor that knows you and is finding houses that really work, it's fun. But if they're bringing you to all these garbage houses and you're like, why are they taking me here?
Yeah, budget has a lot to do with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you might want and what you can afford are two different things.
But love at first sight with a cheeseburger, Kato, that was a good answer, too.
Good.
That's what I'm thinking right now. If I saw one, I would be in love.
And then sometimes you look at one that's flat and doesn't look, you know, it looks kind of cold.
You kind of like it. You still eat it.
But I'd still go out with it.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, even bad cheeseburgers, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, pizza too. I guess you could love at first sight with pizza.
Cars are that way, sort of. Mm-hmm. You go to the car dealer, and you're like, "Wait, that one there, that one's mine."
Yeah. And furniture, it's always tough, though.
Furniture.
Because, I don't know if furniture's that way for me.
Because you got to sit on it before you kind of. Because don't you sit in or lay on the couch or whatever before you buy it?
Well,
you can't just have, like, love at first sight with furniture.
We mail ordered ours.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
And
mail
order like brides. It takes a little getting used to.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd send mine mail order back if I could. I don't like my mail order couch. Mm. So you're right.
I didn't like mine at first, but it's growing on me. It kind of looks like I'm growing on it.
Yeah. As much time as you spend on it.
I know. But okay. We just decided comfort wasn't one of our priorities. It just needed to look good.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
It was in our budget.
There you go.
And puppies, you fall in love with every one of them.
Yeah, I know, right?
True.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but not cats. Well, kittens you do, but then cats are a different thing.
That's true. You have to get to know them.
Well, it's more about whether they love you or not.
True.
Because, like, if a cat don't love me, I'm like, stuff it, buddy.
Anything else love at first sight?
Shoes.
Wow, okay.
The weekend.
I was thinking there's something like people, but I can't write my
finger
on it.
No, I don't think. That does not apply.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.